You guys just finished watching the tape of the Vikings game. What did you see on tape?
A lot of good on as far as the front. I mean, it was a good collective effort of, you know, guys rushing, you know, guys, you know, playing good, with great gap control. You know, just guys making a lot of plays. I think just in general, just responding from a lot of things that we didn't do quite as well last week. We cleaned up a lot of issues that, you know, our position coach kind of addressed. I think we corrected a lot of those things, and it showed up on the tape.
Six sacks yesterday against even a slippery quarterback like Case Keenum. Is that kind of rewarding to rack up those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I think he had only, that offensive line only given up 9 sacks the whole season, so to get 6 is saying a lot, you know, for our front. So, you know, it came from all different types of guys, you know, KK, you know, Pep, Rio, and then we left about 4 or 5 out in the field, you know, where we could have had a couple more. So, it was good. You know, it was constant pressure, and that's what we want to throw off a quarterback like Case Keenum.
There was a lot of arguing yesterday in the locker room between Kyle and Vernon about who should get credit for that sack that Kyle got.
Right.
Did that continue over into tape today?
No, I just think K-Love was real happy. He was smiling ear to ear because he got that one, because, you know, they're hard to get. So, I mean, if, you know, the first guy misses and you're in position, you're going to take it however you can get it.
What's it like playing for Wilkes, who is pretty much a self-described gambler, not afraid to blitz, not afraid to be aggressive, regardless of the situation? What's that like as a player?
Yeah, I mean, he just kind of has a philosophy. It's not really about, you know, why we're blitzing so much. It's about, you know, who's blitzing, you know, and he believes in the guys to win those one-on-one matchups, you know, with a linebacker, safety, a corner on a running back. He believes that, you know, whoever's dialed up and is running that pressure, that they're going to get home. So, you know, he's not scared, and he just dials it up.
Do y'all have any kind of, like, nickname for him? Or?
Nah. No.
Is he a nickname kind of guy?
I just call him Coach Wilkes. That's it.
Did it surprise you that, like, with the game on the line yesterday, I think he blitzed, like, 3 or 4 plays in a row?
No, I mean, he's been doing it all season, so it doesn't really surprise me. Like I said, he has so much confidence and belief in the guys who are blitzing to get home, you know, just through what we've, you know, instilled throughout training camp, you know, with all of our techniques. You know, he believes that we have the right guys, you know, when their number is called, to get home. And even if they use a couple extra guys in protection, you know, we have confidence in those one-on-one matchups getting home.
When you saw Rodgers' injury and kind of the timeline, and did you kind of think all along that you all might be seeing him this week?
Yeah, I mean, for weeks now, he was projected to come back for our game.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, let him come back. You know, let him play against us. You know, we'll be ready for him, you know, because, you know, this defense as a whole, you know, we're ready for whatever challenge is ahead of us. You know, and it starts with Coach Wilkes setting the tone.
I would think you already mentioned the aggressiveness, but it wouldn't be any different against Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't think, and maybe more so given a guy coming off an arm injury. Would you think that might be the case, that kind of y'all go after him a little bit?
It'll just be the same approach every week.
Yeah.
You know, we're focused on what we need to get done. You know, we know that we got to get pressure on him, because if you let Aaron Rodgers just sit back there all day, you know, he's going to pick us apart. So. You know, we just got to have a good week of practice, come prepared, and, you know, when your number's called, you know, blitzing or just four-man rush, we got to get to them.
Do you pay attention to, like, what's going on around the league as far as playoff scenarios and other teams' records and stuff like that?
Not really. We just got to stay focused on, you know, our current situation. Everything's right in front of us, so we just got to handle ours.
Is that hard to do?
No, I wouldn't say so.
There's just so much, I mean, social media and noise everywhere. Everyone wants to talk about what's going to happen.
No, I just know so much can happen from now until week 17. So if we just take care of ours, I think we'll be in good shape.
As you said, Wes, you guys had 6 sacks yesterday. I guess the team has done pretty good job of protecting their quarterback. Green Bay, on the opposite end, hasn't done a very good job of protecting their quarterback, as you see with Rodgers' injury. Are those numbers something you look at, like a team's sacks allowed?
I think you're aware of it, but that's not something you respect every front that we, or every offensive line that we play. So, you know, it's a new group. You know, they got some good players up front, so it just comes down to our preparation and doing what we got to do.
Wilkes was talking about today and was not certainly not taking anything away from Aaron, but saying that you guys kind of played a murderer's row of quarterbacks this year, that you faced some of the best in the game, starting week three in New England and right on week four.
Yeah.
Right on through.
I mean, it's just key to get to those quarterbacks. You know, like I said, if you just let them sit back there and throw all day, it's going to be a long day. So, and just throw them off their rhythm, you know, stopping the run on early downs, putting them in third and long situations, and then, you know, letting the front four eat, you know, that's key. But if you get these good quarterbacks that get into a rhythm, into a good tempo, they're just really tough to stop.
Wes, you kind of worked your way over the last couple of years into this rotation and, you know, have started to see it pay dividends. Mario kind of went on the same path a few years back. Do you ever look to him as an example of how to keep pushing your way onto a solid spot on the roster?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got here the year after Mario got here. So to see his, you know, his year after year just progressively getting better, you know, the guy keeps his mouth shut and just works. And just really responds to, you know, what Coach Washington, you know, is asking of him. And, you know, he's a very exceptional pass rusher. I mean, he knows it, and he's never gets complacent. He's always trying to find room in his game to get better. And he just comes with the right attitude every single week. And you're seeing his numbers just go up and up every year just because he comes with the right approach every day.
And he was used so situationally last year, very efficiently, but kind of took it upon himself to prove quietly, as you said, that he's an every down guy, and he definitely has done that this year. What about his technique makes him so able to fit whatever mold they put him in?
Well, I think he's deceptively stronger than, you know, what his body type, you know, looks like. I mean, he looks like he's a little undersized, but he's a strong guy, and he plays with great technique. You know, he can get underneath guys, you know, he can set a good edge and then sit his hips down, you know, with reach blocks. And I mean, he's been, you know, playing in this system for almost 5-6 years now. So he's got it down, and we always just rely back to our technique and our fundamentals for a guy who's, you know, maybe twice his size, he can make up with it with good technique.
Is there an advantage to having a guy like Peppers, who everybody in the league knows, on the other side of a guy who's, you know, now tied with Peppers as sack leader?
Yeah, I mean, Pep, he's just, his knowledge of the game, I mean, he just knows how to get there, you know, and, you know, with a guy who's 37, and he's, you know, is not as young and as I guess you would say, doesn't have the juice, you know, as some of the other guys, but just he makes up with it just with just how smart he is out in the field. And his IQ is just so, you know, off the charts. He just knows he's in the right spot all the time.
How's it possible as a 37-year-old for him not to be wearing down at this point in the season?
I'm sure he takes great care of his body. I mean, he's a pro. I mean, all of us take care of our bodies the right way. But, I mean, I think he's a once-in-a-generation type of player. You don't see too many of those guys, you know, coming around. They do, but, I mean, he's still able to play at a high level.
Well, there's Mike Adams. He's the same age.
Yeah, I mean, same deal. I mean, he takes great care of his body. These guys are in here all the time getting extra treatment and, you know, even treatment outside of, you know, football, you know, going to specialists. And they know the importance of taking care of their bodies.
Mario's speed rush, does it remind you of anyone else's around the league?
Yeah, there's plenty of rushers out there that, you know, have the speed that Mario has, but I just think he's just really good at forcing those tackles, you know, to shoot their hands because he's comes with so much speed. And then once he gets to that point, he's real crafty with getting the hands off, turning that corner real tight. And, you know, it's just tough because, you know, if you play him off the edge, he's going to get your hands, but then if you turn and try and get in front of him, he's going to, you know, hit you with a long arm coming aside. So it's just tough for a tackle. You have to pick your poison. Either you're going to try and punch him, he's going to get his hands off, or you're going to be passive and he's going to put power on you. So
it seems like he has kind of an insane amount of body control. We saw last week he was kind of falling backwards and he still tore his hands down and got a hit on the quarterback. I mean, what have you seen in terms of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's just stuff we rep every day in practice, you know, working on, you know, forklifting and finishing, you know, at a quarterback, turning and reaching. So it's just the muscle memory of what we do in practice, it just correlates right to the game.